Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station. I'm your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church, and I would be delighted if we could spend the next few moments in each other's company. We have lots of good music and profound patter to share in the next 30 minutes. It'll just fly past in a moment. The theme tonight is Timeless Moments. That may sound like a contradiction, but I'm sure that your life, just like my own, is full of special moments which we tap into many times over in our lifetime. All our most precious memories are examples of how time stands still and we're back in a specific moment in time. Come with me now and prepare to be amazed and moved. So let Martin McCutcheon take us into a perfect moment together.
In your eyes, the way that I feel.
When we have perfect moments, we can easily look back on them, not from a distance, but by going right back into them, revisiting them, being there again, seeing the details, smelling the fragrance, feeling the feelings, reliving the moment. Isn't it a wonderful human capacity? The romance of life is not confined to the love at first sight moment. Here's a long-standing couple seeing each other in a new light and enjoying yet another timeless moment together.
I've never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. Looking for a little romance, given half a chance. Now I have never seen that dress you're wearing, or the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind, lady in red. Is dancing with me, cheek to cheek.
What an epiphany, what an eye-opener, what a moment. A moment that Chris de Burgh will often revisit in the future. A timeless moment indeed. Now here's another very romantic song about an old man looking back on the timeless love which he has for his wife for many years. He's looking at a photograph of her when she was young. The photograph captures one moment, but that moment lives live with him forever.
Shoulder.
Timeless moments are personal to each of us, and they're not all about romantic moments. One of my own special timeless moments came when I was on holiday in Madrid in Spain. It was absolutely perfect weather, warm but not too hot, with a cloudless blue sky. The majestic Parliament building stood before us, glistening bright in the sunshine. I was with my wife, we were on holiday, life was wonderful, and to crown it all, we heard the most beautiful Spanish guitar music. How appropriate for the moment. You are hearing the music that we heard because we bought this CD from the busker. So every time we play it, we're immediately transported back in time to that very special, specific, timeless moment. Now here is Susan Boyle singing about her, Susan Boyle moment, I suppose we should call it. The moment when she took the world by storm, the moment in time which changed the rest of her life.
When I was a child, I could see the wind in the trees, and I heard a song in the breeze. It was there singing now my name. But I'm not a girl. I have known the taste of defeat, and I finally grown to believe it will all come around again.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour as we explore the phenomenon of timeless moments. Here's another timeless moment.
Thank you.
The most special thing about weddings is the bubble, as I would call it. The private time and space, in public, which the bride and groom make for themselves. They stand holding hands, gazing lovingly into each other's eyes, in an intimacy, making vows to each other and to God. It's a moment which they can revisit ever after, without the need of film or photograph. They don't just remember it as a past moment, but as a moment which lives on timelessly. We also get timeless moments with grief. At any moment, we can be back in the moment of hearing the bad news, or the moment of the committal, with all the sights, sounds, smells, and emotions of the original moment. And there was also corporate grief when the British Prime Minister, Neville Chamberlain, announced that Britain was at war. It's a timeless moment which still sends shivers down our spine.
I am speaking to you from the Cabinet Room at 10 Downing Street. This morning, the British Ambassador in Berlin handed the German government a final note, stating that unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock, that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland, a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently this country is at war with Germany.
At remembrance services each year, we do not simply look back on long ago. We revisit the moments. We represent the past. We make the past very present. That's what I mean by a timeless moment. This also applies to communion services in church. When we gather to eat bread and drink wine in communion with the risen living Jesus, we're not just remembering the Last Supper 2,000 years ago. This is the Last Supper, still going on. Jesus and his present-day disciples are sharing the timeless, ongoing fellowship and communion, which started way back then. We're also enjoying the beginning of the eternal banquet which awaits us in heaven in the future. It's really timeless, mixing past, present and future. Mind-bogglingly wonderful stuff, this. Here's Jamie Stewart.
Late that night, Jesus sat down to eat with the 12 apostles. Jesus took the bread and said a prayer of thanks. He broke the loaf and shared it round the disciples, saying, "This is my body that will be given up for you all." Then he took a cup of wine and handed it round, saying, "And this is my lifeblood that will be shed by me to forgive your sins. But mark this, I'll drink nae mair wine until I drink it fresh in the kingdom of God."
Savor the sight, the wine and the bread that was broken, and all have been welcomed to come if they might, accept as their own these two tokens. The bread is his body, the wine is the blood, and the one who provides them is true. He freely offers, we freely receive, to accept and believe him is all we must do. Come to the table and taste of the glory, and savor the sorrow, he's dying tomorrow. The hand that is breaking the bread soon will be broken. And here at the table sit those who have loved him. One is a traitor and one will deny, though he's lived his life for them all, and for all be crucified. Come to the table, he's prepared for you, the bread of forgiveness, the wine of release. Come to the table and sit down beside him, the Savior wants you to join. The love that the Father has spoken, and know you are welcome, whatever your crime, though every commandment you've broken. For he's come to love you and not to condemn, and he offers a pardon of peace. If you'll come to the table, you'll feel in your heart the greatest forgiveness, the greatest release. Come to the table and taste of the glory, and savor the sorrow, he's dying tomorrow. The hand that is breaking the bread soon will be broken.
Timeless moments can also be called sacramental moments. Our baptism links in directly to the baptism of Jesus, and the one-off ceremony of our baptism is a daily reality for us. We get married at one wedding event, but we marry each other afresh each day we continue to be wedded together. In a very real sense, every single new day which we awaken to is more than just like the dawn of creation and the very first day ever. It is creation, continuing. Creation is an ongoing process. As every second, three babies are created, and every day, new species come into being, as Cat Stevens sings here.
Morning has broken like the first morning, black angels singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing, fresh from the world. Sweet the rains new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet.
When Jesus died on the cross, it was a timeless moment too. It was a moment in history, 2,000 years ago, 2,000 miles away in Jerusalem. But Jesus was dying for your sin and mine and the sin of every generation. His death and resurrection secures forgiveness and eternal life for you and me and everyone. Abelard in the 11th century explains it by saying, "Imagine a tree trunk lying horizontal on the ground. You can see the rings of the tree at either end of it, and you know that they go all the way up the trunk. In the same way with the timeline of history, we crucify Jesus by our sin every day, but one day he came and acted out our crucifixion to show us. Or put another way, Jesus loves us every moment of every single day, but one day he came and showed just how much he loves us by laying down his life for us on the cross. When anyone says to anyone else, 'I love you,' that is a timeless moment. They never mean, 'I only love you for as long as it takes me to say it.' They always mean, 'I love you now, I love you forever, timelessly.' So very often in the ups and downs of life, I revisit the timeless moment, timeless truth, timeless experience, the timeless fact that Jesus loves me. So bye for now, and I leave you with Michael Card again.
Jesus loves me, I know it's true, because he died for me, and he died for you. When I think of all the pain he went through, I want the world to know, and I want to shout the news. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible tells me so. I can feel it in my soul. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, how can it be that the only Son of God should care for me, to take away my sin and set me free, to take my life and make it all it's meant to be. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible that tells me so. I can feel it in my soul. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, he loves you too. You can't understand it all, just believe it's true. He'll take away your old heart, give you one that's new. You feel the walls come down as his love comes.